Hey guys, welcome back to Money Sings. How have you guys been? How have you guys been doing? And for my Muslim folks, how has Ramadan been? I mean, you guys know how some days be. I hope it hasn't been too bad for you guys. It's a month of blessing. And anyways, I just hope our prayers will be answered. I pray our prayers will be answered. Okay, moving on. Today, as usual, I have another guest coming on the show, and this is just an amazing person. This is a real G. He has the coolest vibe, and you know, he just has an amazing sense of what will I call it, of music. Like you will get to understand. You get to understand. So let's just bring him on. You know, I'm glad he's here. He goes by the name Means, and let's go talk to him.
Hi, Means.
Hi, Wani.
Welcome to Wani Sins. How are you doing?
I'm sexy.
Wow, just wow. We went straight. Wow. Wow. Okay, let's just. Give me a brief introduction of yourself, or rather, give us a brief introduction of yourself.
My name is Means. My real name is Oluwadamola. I mean, I'm from Oyo State in Nigeria, and I make music.
Yeah. Exactly. That's
mm-hmm. I'm pretty. I know
that's right. How did you get into music?
I always had love for music. Since when I was like 10, I fell in love with 50 Cent. 50 Cent music. It was this particular song.
50 Cent?
Yeah, it was this particular song. There was this song, P.I.M.P. Yeah, I like that song a lot. So it made me start picking up like interest in music. Started paying attention to songs. Started knowing all the latest songs and stuff like that.
That's good. So, if I ask you, like, do you have any musical influences? Your number one would be 50 Cent right now.
No. Okay. It's just that song, like, triggered me.
Oh, it triggered the artist in you. Okay.
It triggered the artist in me. It triggered my interest.
Your interest? Okay. All right. Okay, so would you say are your musical influences then?
I don't know. It depends. Honestly, it varies from time to time.
It varies? How?
Yeah. I'll say like, my dad used to listen to Ebenezer Obey.
Ah.
I don't know, Inshallah.
What did you used to listen to?
Me as a child, I just wanted to hear the latest songs. I liked Snoop Dogg, Drop It Like It's Hot. So I liked Pharrell, like the combo of Pharrell and Snoop Dogg.
You're such an old school person.
I'm talking about music from like 2005, 2004, like they're about.
Wow.
I'm not that old, trust me.
Wow. Wow. You know how old 2005 people will become this year?
I don't know. Good for them. That's good for them. But yeah, I'm saying my own experience. And then also Kanye West, Lil Wayne, Michael Jackson.
Means no Nigerian artist in all this.
Nigerian yeah. artists. Fela, Wizkid, Wande Coco.
This one's at number 2005.
They're not
love that for you. Okay, let's see. By your genre of music as
how will I say this? I would say Afrofusion normally, but it's starting to get more
you are changing.
It's starting to get more interesting. Like I guess like, it's just
you're trying new sounds.
Well, I've always like found myself experimenting like it's the thing about art is when you want to make something, you end up making your own version of that thing. So your version is something new. So I think like my music is something new. All these my influences and stuff I'm talking about, I feel like my music is just a new way of representing it. Music to me, even me sometimes when I make music, when I listen to it again after some time, it's like, you know, when you discover something new.
Yeah,
it's like a gift.
Wow. It's a gift. That's
hard. Like you give yourself a nice little surprise.
Okay, so do you write your songs?
Yes, no. Like, what do you mean by write?
All of them. Like, do you just wake up in the middle of the night and be like, oh, this is the perfect line for this perfect rhythm? Like, that's what I write.
Okay. It just depends, man. Sometimes you can be with people that have, like, good energy and they can say something that just makes sense.
Yeah.
And it can go in the music. But, like, most of my songs I make in my house, my room. So if I'm mostly like by myself,
you write
or
your songs.
Yeah. But I'm very open-minded.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need me as a ghostwriter. I'm available.
Yeah, no.
Should I send you my CV?
Oh my God. Will you be all those people that will come up and saying, "I wrote all his songs"?
No.
He didn't give me any credits.
I have titles. As long as you pay me well. I mean, I don't want the attention. I don't want the credits, you know. I just want my account to be singing.
Mad.
My praise.
Yeah, no.
God, please. So, how long have you been dropping music? Like, you know, fully publishing your music, a song?
Since late 2016.
Exactly, I guess that right.
Yeah, that's when I put out my first official song again. So, and since then,
So since 2016, yeah, that's a long time. Why haven't you given us like a full body of work, like a project?
Because I happen to be a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to like overthink, jiggit. But
wow,
that's just me being honest. But now I'm at a point where like I'm definitely
you are ready.
I make so much music that there's no need to hold. Like, so during certain periods of time, I think like a lot of artists should like have experienced this. For me, like at different periods in time, like maybe like over a few months or like in a particular year, the kind of music I'll make, it might just be in a particular vibe because I'm in a particular mood. Do you understand? And in my, like the way it will be is now that, okay, these things work together. Like this is the vibe that goes together. So why not just put this together as a body of work you get? So my current mindset, like if I had been dropping projects over the years, that's definitely what I would have been expressing. So right now, that's what I'm ready to express. What I'm ready to express is how I'm feeling at a particular time in a number of songs you get. Just like share my vibe.
So your mood in different periods.
Exactly.
So you're not in a label currently, right?
No, I just have a distribution.
Would you like to change that?
No, not really.
Like being an independent artist.
Yes. The only thing that I would say that I like that labels do is, you know, the whole system. They have a system.
What kind of system are you talking about?
Like a machinery where, okay, this goes
from
this to that, like, yeah, but it's different when you're doing it independently. It's you and your small team.
Just proud of yourself, French.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so, it's not as easy sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine. It is never easy. You know, they say greatness is never easy.
Yes, well, easy.
What else are you like involved in? What else do you do?
Right now, me and my manager, we're pushing like a line. Clothing, like a clothing line, basically. It's it's called NSC Supply.
Yeah.
So we have like really cool stuff.
I know, I've seen them, they're really nice. I want a furry bag. Can I have them?
I'll talk to him. Where are you? So we can consider getting across to you.
I see you guys are doing most engaged tweets. You know what? I don't care who gets 1,000 likes. I don't care. I am going to read. We are going to read it. You know.
Yeah, no.
I don't care if I get 10 likes. I'm getting it. I'm getting. Mm. I don't care. Let's move on. So, who are you looking forward to working with? Looking forward to making music with right now?
Travis Scott.
Wow.
I have a lot of artists in Africa.
You have a lot. Let me hear like 4 of them.
I like Black Sherif.
Okay.
Who else? I like Amari. I like.
Okay, I see that working out. I see that.
I like Bella. He's owing me a verse. He needs to do that real quick.
Fine boy Bella.
Yes. We already have a song together, but yeah.
Ooh.
I want. Yeah. That's been out though. See you. Yeah, I think. It's been fun.
But you said you want to work. I thought there was something coming. Something else.
Yeah, I'm trying to work on something else with him.
Oh, okay. Honestly. Okay, I thought you were still like something. The work story.
Yeah,
something
is definitely in the works. It's just a matter of time. And then what else? Who else? Let me see. Sometimes when people ask me about music and who I'm listening to, I like to go and just actually check what I've been listening to. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Because it's a reflection of who I really want to work with. Let me see. I want to work with Thames.
Ah.
And Zinodiski. And Ashake.
Oh, Ashake. Wow, that's a long list to have there. That's a really long list.
Yeah.
We could go on. Okay. Mm-hmm. But we won't. Let's just stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
But Ashake, nice. Okay, so if you were to like create a joint EP with someone right now, who would it be? Because you've listed like 8 people that you want to work with.
Well, obviously, I have to start from home. So I have to make with my guy Fashino, I have to make with Wani.
I knew Fashino was going to come in inside this conversation. I just knew.
Yeah.
So that's the wrong person you would want to create a joint EP with.
Yeah.
I need to.
Apart from them.
Well.
Out of people I mentioned, I think Ashake. I like Ashake.
a whole joint EP. Wow, that's a lot of love.
It will be important to first like do one or two and see the vibe. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get you. Yeah. I feel you. Okay, so of all your released songs right now, what's your favorite? You have a favorite?
I used to say it was one of my oldest ones. Never Stop. But
that's nice.
I think my favorite right now, like in the moment, is Naya's Rhythm with Jelon.
On that, you like the song,
You
would pick it as your favorite.
No, my out of mind, Shah, Badman 2-3-4.
Yeah, I like 2-3-4. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I like that. So, what is your view of the music industry right now, the Nigerian music industry? How
is this? It's inspiring.
Inspiring, yes. I know, right? Like a lot of great things are coming from us.
It's inspiring because like we don't have any limits
at all.
Yeah.
And it is wild.
It's that crazy.
Okay, so yes, do you have a fan base type? Do you have a fan base type? Do you have anything you plan to give us?
Oh no. Yes, now of course now. But
okay.
Oh, title, fan base title, or
yes, fan base title.
Oh no,
the Minions. Ah, God, that sounds
that, yeah, that's it's not me that gave that name, but
it seems I was to be look at me, I was giving you options. Yeah, I can't be
mm-hmm.
I was giving you options, you know.
Which options did you bring?
Don't worry. Give me the one that is new, that is your head, that is fancy enough.
Well, I don't know to be honest, but I know that my manager said we should stick with Minions.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I just offered that right now.
You said what?
I just said that.
No.
I just.
Wow. I thought you said it because you knew.
No.
That
was a suggestion. That you didn't even give it a thought.
That means it works.
And now you're telling me that was a proposed suggestion already.
Mm-hmm.
I won't take that. Copyright.
No. I'm not lying to you, it's facts, pure facts.
So I was not the one taking a Minion. I feel betrayed by myself.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
That hurts. Okay, since you don't have anything in mind for us, let's move on. Should we be expecting a music video this year?
Yes, now. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Right now.
Yeah. Am I sure what?
Are you sure you're not capping?
No, I'm not capping. No. I'm serious.
Ooh, that's nice. Okay. So, what do you work currently? What are you preparing for right now?
My projects, new music, features, different things, so many things.
Wow.
Yeah, many things.
You know the song that came to my head.
Which song?
Now many things for you. God, yes. Embarrassing. Anyway, so you have a project coming when?
Let's be looking at July.
Good. Means God is good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What happened to me in July?
Oh.
Did we go all the way from?
You get why.
But that July, let it be July. You know?
Okay, I got you.
Okay. Where did means come from, though? Where did means the name means come from?
Okay, so my last name is Aminu.
Ah, you're Muslim.
I was, but I'm no longer.
You are converted.
Yeah.
Okay. So okay, I thought we're in this fasting thing together. Okay. So I think that's half for you. But I have a segment that I want you to participate in.
What was that?
It's called hear me out. It's called random questions.
Okay.
So I have numbers 1 to 30, and they are going to give me 3 numbers, and they're going to answer the question from those 3 numbers.
Okay.
You have to. So let's start. Give me your first number.
15.
You can never go near. So what artists do you consider underrated right now?
I don't know. I don't really like that word. Underrated.
There is someone you know that is not getting the attention that you think they deserve. Who is that person?
Well, let me see. I don't know about artists, but I know a song that is underrated.
A song?
Yeah, I know like some songs that are underrated. I can mention it.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, apart from my own music and stuff, you know Tropicana Fruit Juice, like Bella and YC, Bella Alubo and YC. Tropicana Fruit Juice is a classic.
Okay, just give me your second number.
Okay. Second number. Okay. 4.
Okay. Your favorite music streaming platform?
I can't say that too. Because they're all paying me. But yeah.
Wow.
I like Apple Music, I like Spotify, I like everything.
You could have said it fast enough. Okay, so you cannot give one, just a little bit percentage more than the other. Apple in here, you don't worry, I'll be quiet.
No, I like to make me an ambassador. You know?
Okay, don't let me jinx your chances. Give me your third number.
My third number, 1.
Oh, a country you'd like to relocate to?
Relocate?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to relocate to the US.
The US? That's cute. Do you have a state in mind?
Oh, no? When I was small, I always used to. On my Facebook, at some point, I lied that I was from Atlanta, Georgia, because
go to school.
Because I like like music from there, so. But it's the South. It's the South, and it's where like they make like trap music.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like the people from there, they might be
scary. Scary.
Listen,
they have a lot of Nigerians, so I'll be fine.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, okay. So those are your three questions.
There's one segment. What's the last segment?
Okay, so the last segment. I say a word and you say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Okay, very quick, very fast.
Okay.
Okay. So the first word. Speakers.
Speakers.
Yes. Yes, means.
Bang and Olufsen. It's a brand of speakers.
Okay. So phones.
iPhone.
Typical. Just physical. Club.
Exhale.
What?
Is it like football club or nightclub?
I don't care.
Yeah, exhale. Exhale is a club.
Exhale is a club. Exhale. What is that?
Exhale is a club. It's a VI.
VI. Okay. I think that's four, right? Remains one.
Okay.
Yeah, DJ.
DJ Spino.
Those were no fastball. You know what? I'll let you go. I'll let you go. Why? Because I'm a nice person. So that's
Thank it. You. Thank you, sir, for your big heart.
No, you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on the show.
I got
Thanks
you.
Thanks for coming. On the show, is there anything you want to use as your closing speech? The word for your fans out there.
Never stop elevating.
Oh, look at you. Motivational speaker. Your side also.
I'm dead.
So please, anyway, thanks for coming on the show.
And now, good night, my boss.
Let me say hi to your manager. Bye-bye.
Yes, this is
okay, so you guys, that was Means, and I hope you guys enjoyed that very short conversation we had. So now I want you guys to stream up Means music, every single song he has released ever since 2016 till now. I want you guys to run it up, to just stream it up, and then when his project is out also, when his project is done and ready, he said by July, so I'm going to hold him to that. So when it is July, I want you guys to be ready to stream up. You'll add them to your playlist. You know, do whatever it is to do with music. Listen up. And finally, you guys, please check out NSC Supply. You'll check out NSC Supply. They have amazing feet. Oh my God. I would not even mind one or two items from them. You know, anonymous. Anonymous. Hello. Anon. Anon. Okay, anyways, jokes aside, you have the most beautiful feet ever. You know, the four material, oh my God, it's giving. Oh, I really said it's giving, but you know, it is giving. So you guys check them out, patronize them, and yeah, slay it up, you know, slay it up. So yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for listening this far. Thank you guys for sticking with me this far. I love you guys. Oh, you guys know how much I love you. So I cannot keep saying it, but I will keep saying it. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. And yeah, that's it for today. That's it for this month. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Don't let anybody mess up your day. Have a very good day. Have a very good month. Have a very happy holiday, because you know we're about to be done with this fasting thing, so let's rest, let's have a good healthy full stomach rest. So yeah, that's it, that's all. Bye guys, toodles.